Johnson Tracker's got wheels and motors.
A
little bit of aircraft. Don't do rodeo.
No Air Force!
Okay. Yeah, we don't do rodeo. Horses all look the same to me. But we're certainly glad to be here with a lot of horsepower out in that parking lot today.
Now, I just saw you announcing some of the cars. Name me a couple of few cars we're going to see today at Cruising Tigers.
What we're going to do today, starting at noon, is we're going to have a Grand Prix show. Now, Grand Prix is a pretty popular model of Pontiac that they offered for several years, and that's our featured car this year. Now, the Pontiac GTO, of course, is the parent car, so to speak, of the Cruising Tigers, but the Grand Prix have a special spot in history.
Well, definitely, Dave, we can't thank you enough for being on Talking Cars. We got a special gift for you today. It comes from, let's see, the Midwest Sports Cars Club of America, so let's give that to you. And what's the website if we need to get a hold of you?
3dsound.org.
3dsound.org. That works, doesn't it?
You can't say I lost my shirt here in St. Charles today.
Great. Thanks for being on the show, Dave Palmer.
Thanks, Steve.
Hey, coming up next is Randy Ray, the president and co-chairman. Paul, the up. Come on in, Randy. Come on in. How are you? Sit down.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. Take a look up here.
Okay.
Wow, what a show today. 8 million people are here. Paul's coming up next.
Yep.
Tell us who you are and what Tigers.
Well, I'm Randy Ray. I'm the president of the Cruising Tigers GTO Club. We are the official GTO champion.
Go GTO!
The finest sports car ever made. So we do an all makes Pontiac show. All of our profits go to charity. So we have three charities here today, and we're very, very excited to be featuring the Grand Prix today. Obviously, we have GTOs. We have a lot of GTOs here today. We've got a Ram Air Force 69 Firebird here. We've got a really rare 69 Grand Prix race car. So we have a lot of interesting stuff for people to come
see. So here's the question. I'm going to throw you under the Pontiac. What does GTO stand for?
That is one of the easiest questions.
Yay!
It is Gran Turismo Omologato, and we swiped that from the Ferrari guys.
Wow. Well, the 2017 F12, which we're going to go see coming up in October, they're going to be a little jealous of you guys here. You know, we can't thank you enough. What is the website? And don't you guys have a meeting? We're going to talk to Paul about that. But don't you guys have a meeting every month or so?
We do a monthly meeting the third Saturday of every month in Mount Prospect and Mr. Beef and Pizza at 4 o'clock. Come on out. We have a great time. We'll see some GTOs there and have some good food.
You know, you say Mr. Beef again, we're going to have to send him a bill for advertising.
Yeah.
But, you know, what, it's on 83 and what?
83 just north of Oakton.
And what is the website, Randy, for people to come take a look?
Real simple. It's www.cruisingtigers.com. You got to spell the cruising correct.
There it is.
C-R-U-I-S-I-N, tigers.com.
.com. We can't thank you enough for being on Talking Cars.
Great.
What are you estimating today? I said about 8,000 cars. How many cars do you think?
In all honesty, we're probably going to be right around 500.
And then, but attendance is going to be, I would think, over 1,000.
Oh, for sure. People,
yeah.
For sure. Well over 1,000. We've got vendors. We've got swap meet. We've got the whole shooting meet.
We got a couple vendors coming up today. We want to say a special thanks to all of them. And what's that website? One more time.
CruisingTigers.com.
Randy doesn't get any better than that. Thanks for being on Talking Cars.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, wait. Here's your free prize. You know?
Well,
shirt off
here.
My back. The United States of America. One of our sponsors, Kmart and Sears in Hoffman Estates.
There
and a shout out to Bill McLeod, the mayor out there. So thanks for being on the show.
Thank you very much.
All right. Cruising Tigers. Coming up next, our friend Paul. Hey, Paul.
Hi, how are you?
Orange, my favorite color.
Yeah, mine too.
You can hold that.
Thank you.
Tell us who you are and what you do.
Well, my name is Paul Weinstein. I am the co-chairman of the Indian Uprising All Pontiac Weekend in its 26th year.
26?
26.
So when did you start this? When you were three?
This goes way before. I've been involved with the show for about 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, what got you started?
You know, I just love the hobby. I love our club, our organization. We just put on a fantastic show.
And, you know, I kind of pulled you off. People are pulling at your shirt left and right, so we're going to give you a brand new one here from Sears and Kmart out in Hoffman Estates. They have a great charity called Hometown Heroes, Heroes at Home, and we try to sponsor all of our military out there. We actually have people. I met a lieutenant colonel here today. He's got a Firebird on the other side. You got a lot of military people here.
We do.
Wow. And then what is the website again?
CruisingTigers.com. It gives you all the information about our club, about our show, past 10 years, about pictures from our show, everything.
Love it. And, you know, Efren Lopez is here today. He's one of the photographers. He's going to be up here in a little bit. Now, somebody must ask you all the time, which cars are your favorite? Are you allowed to say that, you know, one versus the other, or do you just say Pontiac?
You know what? I'm a Pontiac guy through and through.
Yeah.
I own a GTO. Let's just put it there.
Okay. What year? What
66
year?
66 convertible.
Oh, and what's the engine?
It's got a 400 stroke to a 461.
Okay, so let me ask you something. Back in 65, I had a 65. I had the 389. Is that the same big block as the 389, or they do
something? Well, all Pontiac engines, all blocks were the same. All the Pontiac engines were the same in displacement. So if you had a 389 or a 400, the block was exactly the same.
Okay. And today, like we said, we probably have over 500 cars.
They're still coming in.
Holy smokes.
We got a couple of Oaklands out here, which are...
What is an Oakland? Wait, I didn't even know this yesterday, and I just went to the Pierce Arrow Museum. What the heck is an Oakland?
Well, back in... We have three, two 1928 Oaklands, 1929, I can't remember. We also have a 1931 Oakland. Oakland was the predecessor to the Pontiac. It gave birth to the Pontiac name.
Wow. Hey, and if you want to see more, we're going to be offering to do a show for you guys next month or two. Also, see us at the Chicago Auto Show in February. We'll be down there, so
great.
Please come visit us there. And then coming up next week, we're going to be at the Woodward Dream Cruise in Birmingham, Michigan.
Oh, that's 10,000
cars up and down the street.
Yep.
We're going to be with the Camaro Club. Sorry. We're going to be all kind of people. We'll have Pontiac there. But give us that website one more time.
It's cruisintigers.com.
And how do you spell Cruisin' Tigers?
CRUISIN. Tigers.com.
And if you want to listen to the show, you can go on your cell phone right now at 909-202-8714. Dial in, listen to the show anytime on Talking Cars. Paul, let's do a shout out to our troops around the world. Say hi, troops.
Hey, troops.
There you go.
Thank you.
Doesn't get any better than that. Thank you, Paul, with Cruisin' Tigers.
Thank you.
Here's your shirt. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Walmart. Come on in. Coming up right now, who's going to be on the show? Come on in. Say hi. Welcome to Talking Cars. What's your name?
Thank you. Denny Kloa.
Denny, why don't you hold that microphone right there? And I know you're here with Pat. Thanks for coming out today. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the car that you brought in for us today?
Well, we brought in a 67 Ram Air GTO. I bought the car brand new on March 10th of 1967.
Brand new. Holy smokes. What were you, 16?
No, I was 21.
21. What made you? How could you afford that car?
I worked at Denver Motors.
Okay. How was the discount?
Well, they didn't give you a discount back then, but the dealership I bought the car from was owned by the Pontiac factory, so they undercut all the Pontiac dealers, and Pontiac dealers hated them because the factory could sell the cars so much cheaper than they could. So.
Now, are you still living out in Michigan?
Yes.
Okay. And this is not a bad ride. It's about how many hours? 5-6 hours?
About 4.5 hours.
Okay. Just take 94. Maybe Weber's is still under construction over there by Ann Arbor to come through it. But
right. 94 is a good parking lot.
What are you looking forward in the show today?
Just to say hi to our friends that we know from all over the country and just have a good time.
Doesn't get any better than that.
No.
Now, we're going to play a new game that we started with Frank and Dana Makem called Guess the Price of Your Car. So tell us the year, make, and model of your car, and I go to all the shows in the nation, Barrett Jackson, all the crazy ones. Give me the year, make, and model of your car, and I'm going to tell you what it's going to auction for. You ready? Go ahead.
Okay. It's a 1967 Ram Air Sport Coupe. It's got the post. It's not a hardtop. It's a 4-speed with a 433 gear and first year for the power disc brakes.
Color?
Regimental red with a red interior.
Okay. Right now, if that would go across the stage at Makem Auto Auction, the opening bid would be about $2.5 million.
That's great, if that was true.
Okay, see the guy with the check over there. Danny, thanks for being on the show. Shout out to our friends at the Bob Lorman Auto Group. Hey, Bob. Hey, Ryan. How you doing? John Barrett at Schomburg Honda. Here's the shirt off our back, and thanks. It says Talking Cars on it, if you can get it open there. How's that?
Cool.
So thanks for being on the show, and have a safe trip
thank
back to
so
Michigan.
Much.
We'll
thank
see
you
at the Woodward Cruise.
I hope so.
All right. Yeah, thanks, Denny. Hey, coming up next, a young fella, tell us your name, rank, and serial number.
My name is Ted Bomkamp.
Hey,
my rank is Sergeant E5-207-772.
Well, all right.
USMC.
Semper Fi. All right. Go Marines. There we go. Hey, a shout-out to Camp Pendleton. And all our friends.
Paris Island.
And Paris Island, Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan. What the heck are you doing here today?
I brought my 1958 Pontiac Chieftain convertible here today. It's my 10th year at this show.
Wow. What color is it?
It's white with red trim.
And what city are you from?
Beach Park, Illinois.
Oh, you're not far.
No.
You're not far. Hey, we got some friends down there at the Chicago Auto Trade Association. A shout out to Mark Bilek, all our friends out there. Larry Smolensky out there at Cadillac and Hodgkin. You know, great people all over the place. You know, we got the Weinbergers at Continental Motors. We're going to be at the Autobahn coming up. What other shows do you go to? But why did you come to this show?
I like the show because it's for a charity. I like to go to car shows where the money goes for charity. I know where the money's going.
And we got a couple of charities coming up.
Yes, yes. This is a very, very nice show. Everybody has a good time. It's good Pontiac people.
Good Pontiac people.
Even though I'm retired from Chrysler.
Now, was that in Belvedere?
No, Kenosha.
In Kenosha?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, our friends up there at Kenosha Nissan, a part of the Bob Roarman group, say hi, a shout out to them. Joe Rizza, Porsche, give a shout out to them as you go everywhere. Now, today, are you going to be in the cruise today?
Our car's in the parking lot for the show tomorrow.
For the show
so
tomorrow.
So we're going to be sitting at the cruise tonight, yeah.
You're going to be sitting at the cruise
yeah,
tonight, but the car won't be there.
The car's going to be in the parking lot.
Okay.
So we'll be over by the music with our chairs.
Okay, to go through it. How yeah. about a shout-out to our, you know, there's a young man or young woman out there who's just thinking about joining the United States Marine Corps. What would you like to tell that young man or woman about the Marine Corps?
It'll change your life forever. If you don't have good values when you go in, you'll have them when you get out, believe me.
Well, to all of our friends at Rolling Thunder, Chapter 1 here in Illinois, and at everyone across the nation, you know, we take about 500,000 motorcycles of our friends every year and ride from the Pentagon parking lot to the Vietnam Wall. We want to say a special shout-out and welcome home to all of our troops. Thanks for being on the show. Here's your shirt from Sears. And oh, look, it says Talking Cars on the back. What do you think of that? Look how fancy
that is.
Thank
you. Thank you
very much.
There we
go. Got to have something, huh? Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Great. What a day. Hey, we're having a little bit of fun here today on Talking Cars. What a day. And a 1976 T-shirt. Boy, that's an old T-shirt. What's your name?
Jim Forks.
Jim? Go ahead. You can hold that. Jim, what city are you from and what brought you here today?
Romeoville.
Oh, you're not far. Okay. What's the zip code?
60446.
Okay, I got a new one. 60446. I like that. All right. So do you have a car here today?
Oh, yeah.
What do you got?
Got my 76 Trans Am that I bought new.
How do you guys buy these things new? How do you buy a new car? That's crazy. That's crazy.
I
car
working.
Be, you were working. Do you remember what it cost?
Yeah, a little under $7,000.
Wow. Wow. How did you pay for it?
Payments.
Okay. That's got to help. Any money down, do you remember? Or
oh,
just...
sure. I tried buying one. It was I ordered it February 76.
Okay.
And when I got it?
No, sir.
September of 76.
Wow. Pretty hot car.
Well, I ordered the limited edition.
Okay, what color?
Well, it comes in one color.
Okay, I didn't know that.
No, one black. But you could get different color interiors, which I didn't know in February, because they didn't have the build sheets out there.
So what color interior?
Black.
Okay, automatic stick?
Stick, 455.
And what was the rated horsepower at the time that when
200.
You entered? 200? I got that, I think, in my Schwinn bicycle out there. So, yeah. Have you done anything to it since you got it?
Well, when I redid it in 88, yeah, I did it. Got almost all the original things. I just improved on it a bit.
A bit.
A bit.
So it's got 900 horsepower now?
No, just 525.
How much?
525.
So it's a stock car.
It is stock. It is. You can't tell the difference.
Hey, you know, if you have a car, you want to do something different, come on down to the Autobahn Country Club, and you can bring your car on the track for as little as $300, get a two-hour driving lesson, get 10 laps, you know, call Mark Basso, call Kevin Rogers, or Team Stradale, Francesco Davila, who is the dealership for Radical North America, and it's one of the great ways, and you can just come out there for free and watch, too.
Yeah.
Isn't it a great place?
Yes, nice.
Love that place. Coming up next month, too. We're going to be out at the Iron Gate in Naperville, which is a Garage Mahal. Got a couple of shows. Coffee, that's coming up. But how about a shout-out to our troops out there?
I'm a retired member. You talked about that earlier. Yeah.
Never retired. Never retired.
Well, that's true. But
Lieutenant
anyway,
Colonel, did I remember right?
That's correct.
Lieutenant Colonel. Yes, sir.
Anyway, yeah, anybody that's presently in the service is not getting the respect they deserve. And so, whoever you are, you really need to, if you haven't experienced it, then you don't know. If you've experienced it, you know.
Simple as that. Lieutenant Colonel, thanks for being on Talking Cars. We have the All-American T-shirt for you right here. from our friends at Sears. And it says right on the back, look at that, USA. How's that? USA. Got that going through talking. Look at how fancy that stencil is I got from Walgreens. You like that?
Yeah, that's good.
You like that? And prop from USA. Lieutenant Colonel, welcome home, sir.
Thank you.
Welcome home.
Very good.
Great. Hey, coming up next, we have one of our, the charity, I'm going to say it like that. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
And we're going to ask her to come in, name, rank, and serial number. All the pretty girls here today, can you give us your name, rank, and serial number?
Yes, Chris.
You can hold that.
I'm Kristen Stenny, Executive Director of Humanitarian Services.
Wow, wow. And how did you get affiliated with Cruising Tigers?
Well, so I got a phone call from Paul earlier this year that they were looking for a new charity to join the other charities.
Okay.
They helped to sponsor, and we were selected. It was very exciting.
Wow.
Yes, well, I was right.
Wow. And what does the charity do?
Okay, so we have been helping since 1979. We've been serving families, seniors, and children in Kane and DuPage County. We have nutritional support programs as well as gifts for birthdays and Christmas.
Everything.
We do it all.
And now, you know, I see you have another person out there with you today. What is her name?
Yes, so her name's Allison Armstrong.
And we want to say thank you to Allison because it's a Saturday, and I'm sure you do stuff on Sundays just like me. And thank you for what you do. I mean, so many people try or say they're going to do something. You're doing it.
We're doing it. We love it. We couldn't do what we do serving so many people in the community without the help of all the people in the community. Really.
What's the website?
Okay, www.humanitarianservice.org.
That's a long one. It just should be like hs.org or something. Get right through it. It's a little bit of fun. And, you know, if people want to donate, I'm sure on the website they can donate $5, $10, $8 million.
Absolutely. No. Every little bit.
$8 million would be better.
Wouldn't that be fantastic?
Yeah, $8 million would be good.
I love $8 million. Yeah. Wow. That'd be
let me ask you something. Somebody donates $1 million. What would you do? What would the first thing you do with it?
Oh, my gosh. Well, let me tell you. We have many children and seniors that currently aren't sponsored. We also would really love to expand our warehouse and serve more people. We are cramped in our space. It would be terrific. To be able to do that.
So the money comes in, and then you the goods and services, how do you determine who gets what? That's always a good question. People just come in and say, I need it, or how does it go?
Yes, yeah, so we work with caseworkers in the county. We also work with principals, school administrators, teachers, and they help to give us the names of children and families that really need services. And so then...
So is that just in Illinois?
It is just in Illinois. Kane,
wow!
Kane.
You know what? That's amazing because a lot of people say, we help everybody. You can't.
No.
And then there's those people say, well, I'll take that because it's free. But they're actually going through some type of due diligence to make sure that they are definitely in need.
Yes.
And your first response is, well, we have to get more. So let's get back to that website one more time.
Yes, www.humanitarianservice.org. Come and visit us.
Doesn't get any better than that.
It
thanks.
Doesn't.
And we got a shirt for you.
Oh, I love
let's
shirts.
Let's go back here. We have a special shirt for you.
You do?
We have a special
this is exciting.
Shirt. And this is our favorite. This is a long sleeve white shirt. We left it open for a reason. You can put your logo on it from Talking Cars. Now you have an extra shirt, and every time that you go out, you can say, I got this shirt at Talking Cars. How's that?
I love it. Thank
Shout
you
out
very
to our
much.
Friends at Sears and Walmart. We appreciate all the help.
Thank you very
What's
much.
What's the website? What's the website?
www.humanitarianservice.org.
Doesn't get any better than that. Thanks
Thank
for being
you
on Talking
Cars. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
There we go. Joe's coming up next. There he is. And we're going to say, hey, do you have a pipe dream?
You bet.
Do you have a pipe
I have
dream?
A pipe dream Steve. I have a pipe dream, Steve.
Tell us your name.
Joseph Rinaldi. Oh, thank you.
Hey, is it you? Okay, wait, there you go.
Joseph
Rinaldi. And you're here with the family?
Yes, I'm actually here with the wife and my son. They decided to come with me today, which is great to help support the business.
And what is the business?
The business is...
I'll hold that. You can hold that up.
Okay. Right. It's TTA Performance. We're located in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and we're specializing in the 1980 and 81 Pontiac Trans Am that came with the turbocharged 4.9 liter or the 301 Pontiac V8. And... we make restoration pieces and also some performance parts for them and kind of getting involved with that since nobody else out there is doing anything with it. So,
now, why don't you hold that up a little bit, and what makes it so unique?
This is a large downpipe that we make for the turbo, for the turbo 4.9 Pontiac Trans Am. This is a design that we came up with. It kind of follows the same contour as the stock pipe on the car, but one of the other features, and I didn't bring it with me, is a much larger piece. We've actually rerouted this pipe to go down farther and get it away from the oil filter. The stock pipe is a very crushed bent up, you know, piece that actually snakes around and actually gets really close to the oil filter.
Wow.
Yeah, so we decided that this is going to be, this is 2.5 inches. This is all manhole bent. There's no crush bend in this pipe.
Is that important?
Yeah. When you're dealing with a turbocharged car, you do not want any kind of restriction. After
so if there's a small ripple right here, what would that do?
What you're doing is you're pinching off and you're actually restricting the flow of the exhaust out of there. You're creating back pressure. And that back pressure builds up back into the turbo and doesn't allow it to
work. Wow. Now, I'm looking at this. A lot of people say, oh, I can just take it down to my muffler shop and they can bend it up.
Yeah, that's not. There's very few muffler shops out there that can actually do a mandrel bend. Most of the time, your muffler shops will do a crush bend. They'll put it in the pipe bender, and what it'll do is it'll restrict down, especially on a tight bend like this.
Got it.
So this is this one's actually mandrel bent. There's no change in diameter. There's no shrinkage or pinching as it's formed.
And then something like this, if someone's looking to buy it, it's just like $10,000 or what's a piece like this?
No, this one's not $10,000. This one's going $9,000.
Okay, $9,000. Time here, press hard, get your credit card out.
This one here, I sell this one for $180.
Is that what the market is just about out there right now? I can get it online, or how does that work?
This one here, as far as this is the only one that's made for that car.
Got it. Okay.
You can't find it anywhere else. You can only get it from me. Some people have tried to make their own, but for $180 compared to other downpipes that are out there, they can get pretty pricey. I would like to think that I'm pretty competitive with my prices and pretty low. I don't want to say cheap because I don't have cheap parts. I have cost-effective parts.
And, we get a lot of people. We see a lot of people coming up on the show here next. Mr. Lopez just walked up. But what is the website? Because now here's a guy in Seattle, Washington, goes, that's my pipe. I need it. How do I get it? What's the website?
Website is ttaperformance.com.
TTA Performance. That's simple. I like that.
Like that?
Wait, TTA, say it again.
Yes, ttaperformance.com.
We should put that up on the screen.
Good.
Yeah.
I
will send you a bill. Well, we can't thank you enough. How about a shout out to our troops around
you
here?
You bet. Thanks a lot, guys, for keeping us safe out there and keeping us free. Love it.
Hey, let's get you a shirt. We got a USA shirt for you.
Here we go.
And it's got the fancy printing on the back. Again, thanks to our friends at Walgreens.
Oh, I like that. It's on an angle.
That one's real fancy.
Yeah.
It's a USA shirt from Sears and Walmart. Thank you so much.
Okay.
And to all of our friends out at the Bob Gorman Auto Group. Thanks, Joe. What's the website again?
TTAperformance.com.
TTAperformance.com. We'll be right back. Thank you. All right. That was Joe at TTAperformance.com. And just coming up here in a bit, I've got my new friend, Efren Lopez. I think I saw him out here somewhere, and he's coming up here in a minute. He's got his camera. I saw his camera, and I'll tell you what. Look, we'll put this up here, and here's the company. Hi, Efren.
How are you doing?
Wow, you're busy.
Yes.
Busy. You're like a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs.
Yes.
Doesn't get you. Tell us who you are and what you do.
My name is Efren Lopez. Look right there. My name is Efren Lopez. I'm a combat photographer for the Air Force. And I'm out here basically taking pictures of cars. I grew up restoring old cars, and I enjoy, taking pictures of them. So I can kind of combine both of them. So now what I do is I do photography of cars, and I sell that photos.
Okay, so everybody's got a camera. Everybody's a photographer. Everybody has an iPhone. And they go, I can do that. What do you tell them?
Well, I've been doing it for 18 years, and there's certain things that you have to do that are, that make the image really stand out. Because, anyone can take a picture, but taking a really good picture, that takes talent also, and time. And some of my tips that I tell people is show up early, so you can start seeing some of the cars ahead of time, and you also try to shoot when it's overcast. Overcast is going to help you,
really?
Help tremendously. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, today is actually for photography on cars, because that way a lot of the chrome, especially with the old cars, won't get blown out in the details. And a lot of it is just learning to photograph a lot of details, because in car shows, what you find out is there's so many cars that it's hard to really photograph one car individually. But if you concentrate on details, you can still tell what that car is, but that detail just becomes more like an art piece.
We did a show back in the day with Henry Mathiasen. He's worked at McDonald's for 25 years. He's now retired, and he's just starting photography. And the name of the show was Talking Photography.
Yes.
And we had about 7,000 downloads on that show. Is that crazy?
Yeah, that is.
Now, you brought something with you, right? Yes, let's take a look at that. What is it? You want to tell us what it is first?
Okay, here's a couple of pieces that I created. These are my own creations.
Okay.
There are rustic wood with a branding iron that was made on Route 66 to create these frames. I make them on my garage, and I find the old wood when the people are knocking their fences down. I collect that wood, and then I create my own.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
And where is the picture from?
The picture on that one is in Odell, Illinois.
Odell? Where the heck is Odell, Illinois?
it's down a little bit south. It's on Route 66.
Okay.
Going south.
And you brought us another one, right?
Yes. And this is a new product.
This doesn't look like barn wood.
No, no. What this is actually a speaker. It's sound art. What it is, if you turn it on, you will actually...
Is it Bluetooth?
Bluetooth, yes.
Hey, let's put our show on this. I like this.
You can sync to it.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so we got something new from Efren. And what do you call this?
They call it sound art.
Sound art.
Yes, and what they
wow.
do...
Wow, that's pretty cool. Never saw that before, huh?
Yeah, the company in California makes them for me.
You're going to put it on?
Yeah, if you want to...
All right, let's put it on. Hey, sound art with Efren Lopez... on Route66images.com, and so you turn it, if you can't see it in the back, I'll show you real quick, it's upside down, but you turn it on in the back, and we put on music, and we put on a little bit there. Today we are live at Cruising Tigers at Pheasant Run in St. Charles, and Efren Lopez, our special guest here today, United States Air Force, go Blue! Hey, next week, we're going to be at the Dream Cruise on Woodward Avenue in Birmingham and Troy, Michigan. Come on out. Over 10,000 cars up and down the street every day. We're going to be broadcasting live from the Hunter House where the Beatles are. That's B-E-E-T-L-E-S doing a show. How are we doing there, Jimmy? I call everybody Jimmy, right?
Yeah, what's happening is the reception indoors for the Bluetooth.
So the long and short of it is you can get this and they can go to your website, which is
www.Route66images.com.
And we want to do another special shout out to one of our great sponsors at Home Depot with Habitat for Humanity. We met with Melissa and Cameron yesterday from AT&T. Thank you to Home Depot. They're great people. They donate a lot of products, a lot of building materials for Habitat for Humanity, and we appreciate it. So if you want to go to that website, what's that website?
It's www.Route66images.com.
Okay, doesn't get any better than that.
Okay, thank you.
How about a shout out to all the guys back in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, and Coast Guard?
Hey, guys, take care of guys out there. I know what you guys are going through, and you guys will be home safe. Okay,
doesn't get any better than that, huh? What's the website?
www.Route66images.com.
Okay, time for a shirt. Yep, here's another special shirt. Now, the reason we're going to give you the plain white one from Talking Cars is so that you, and this is from our friends at Walmart and Sears, out here in Hoffman Estates, employ over 6,000 people. Thank you. You can put your own logo on it right there. How's that?
Yeah, I'll do that.
You'll do that?
Yes.
There's your official shirt.
Yes, and I actually shop at what you call a Home Depot when I'm doing my...
Go Home Depot! Thanks, Efren.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thanks for being on Talking Cars.
Thank you very much. All right,
getting the shirt off my back. Coming up next, little lady we just met a few minutes ago. What a fun day here at Talking Cars. And we're going to say hi to Maggie.
Hi.
Hi, Maggie. You can hold that. Maggie, tell us who you are. Take a look right here and what you do.
I'm Maggie Miller. I work with Friends for Therapeutic Equine Activities. We provide horseback riding lessons to people, children, and adults with disabilities, ranging from physical, emotional, social, and cognitive disabilities.
Wow. And where is that located at?
We're located in Winfield, Illinois.
Okay, that's right here.
Yeah.
Right in Winfield, Illinois, is Willie Thunder at the VFW out there. Shout out to my friends Hawk, Dominic, how you doing out there? Hey, Sarge, what's up? Newt, everybody back there coming through it. How did you get involved with the FTEA?
So I'm one of the instructors. I teach horseback riding lessons.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. But then all of a sudden, did it turn into a charity or non-for-profit, and how did that all come about?
It was always not for profit. This year, we're actually celebrating our 20th anniversary.
Wow.
We were founded in 1996.
Okay, and you were 1 year old when it was founded, so now you're 21. Okay, so that works real good. You're kind of here. But, you know, we do a lot of work with dogs, with therapy dogs, if you will, but the horse, they seem so big. So tell us, I mean, somebody comes out there and they just, it seems like such a big animal. What do you tell them that they're friendly? How do you tell people?
So we usually, when the riders first come out, they come up to the horse, and we introduce them to one of our smaller horses. They can kind of pet the horse.
So you got little horses?
Maybe groom them, yes.
Little horses. Yeah, we got little horses. Okay.
We actually have one of the little horses coming out tomorrow. We're here.
Here?
Yes, here.
Oh, I want to see it.
We're here today and tomorrow. The Cruising Tigers are one of our sponsors, and we thank them very much since we're a nonprofit organization.
You go through it. And what is the website, Maggie, that people have a question about?
The website is ftea.org.
That was simple.
Yes.
Okay. Now, where in Winfield? If I'm coming off Route 88, right, where do I get off and where are you located?
So we are just south of the track on Winfield Road, south of the track by CDH, the hospital.
Okay.
Just west of Winfield Road.
But I'm sure you have map and directions online at your website.
Yes.
Okay, what's the website? We love that website.
FTEA.org.
Doesn't get any better than that.
No.
Tell them again, just to make sure they got it.
FTEA.org.
That's simple. Hey, let's see what we got for you today. Well, guess what? We are proud to give you the official, and it says Talking Cars on the back. Look at that. That's amazing. But you got the American Baseball, and even though the Cubs lost the other night 22-0 to the Pittsburgh Pirates, we won't talk about that. But we're going to give you the shirt off our back and say, Maggie, thank you for being on Talking Cars. But let's give that website one more time.
Thank you very much. FTEA.org.
FTEA.org. Thanks, Maggie.
Thank you.
All right. What a day. Hey, we're having a lot of fun. People coming in, Talking Cars. Another good friend of mine just stopped by. No, I made that up. He's not a good friend, but we're going to say hi. How are you?
Hi.
You can hold on.
Take a look. My name's Don Keefe.
Hi, Don.
I'm the founding editor-in-chief of Poncho Perfection Magazine, which is the only all-Pontiac magazine in existence. We started the magazine back in December of last year, and we're here with the Cruising Tigers, and
wow.
No better place to be.
Wow. And how long have you been coming to this show, or how many other shows do you go to?
Oh, we go to several shows every year, and I've been coming to the Cruising Tigers for, oh, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years, and they're a wonderful bunch. Even though I live in upstate New York, in western New York, this is my home. This is my home club, so I really, really love these guys. It's a wonderful organization, and they do a lot of great work.
Hey, we just got back from the Piercero Museum in Buffalo, New York.
Oh, yes, yes.
So a shout-out to our friends up there. Actually, my beloved's family is a part of the family from Piercero. Colonel Clifton, so we know that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But what are some of the museums and events you go out there in upstate New York?
Well, upstate, we've got primarily we do more cruise nights upstate.
Okay.
Several years ago, there was a Packer convention in Canandaigua, New York, which is just
south
of us. For many years, I was the co-chair of the Sports Car and Vintage Auto Fest in Victor, New York, but unfortunately that show is no longer run. It was run by the Victor Lions Club and the MG Car Club of Western New York, and that was a great show. We used to bring about 1,100 cars in every year.
Wow,
it was a monster. It was this behemoth of a show. It was a lot of fun.
Well, let's throw an offer out to you. You are always welcome. You can dial in our show right now at 909-202-8714 every Saturday morning, 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. See, Steve, it's Paul. And now tell us about the subscription. You have a paper subscription. You also have an online prescription.
Subscription. Yes, we have digital and print subscriptions. Originally, we were planning on just doing the magazine as a digital, but I got a lot of pushback. A lot of people said to us, you know, if you don't do a print version, we're not in. So we relented and started a print version right at the same time. And the digital subscriptions are $29.99. And this weekend, if you're at the Cruising Tiger show, we'll throw in a free T-shirt. And the print subscriptions are $49.99. Again, we'll also throw in a free Poncho Perfection T-shirt, and we also have a full complement of back issues available. And
how much are the back issues?
Back issues are $10 each, and
so if you have that special car, that special year, you might have one over there.
Absolutely.
And where are you in the parking lot out here?
We're right over in the right foyer? In the display in the foyer. Yes.
Wow. Now we want to say a special shout out and thanks to some of your sponsors, Year1.com.
Year One.
Who are some of your other sponsors? There's another East West Auto Parts.
East West Auto Parts and
Pontiac Nationals are coming up.
Yeah, actually that was just last weekend.
Okay.
At Super Duty Promotions, and we also want to shout out to McCarty Racing and Butler Performance. and rediscoverradio.com, which is a great little add-on for your vintage car. You can add an iPod or whatever to your car without cutting anything up.
And really a special shout-out to our friends at Butler Performance. And they're right on the inside back cover.
Oh, they are. They are. And
there's McCarthy. Hi, yeah. McCarthy.
Yep. And also want to shout out to Ames Performance Engineering on our inside front cover. They're a wonderful group. If you're restoring Pontiac stuff, they're a great source for parts.
So real easy. Let's get back to your website. And I want to make sure everybody has how simple it is to go to the website, which is?
www.ponchoperfection.com.
Well, we got a very special shirt off our back. That's our new gig here. And it does say Talking Cars on the back. What do you think of that? So you're actually going to get the shirt off my back.
Absolutely. Thank
the American
you.
Flag. And let's have that website one more time.
It's ponchoperfection.com.
Ponchoperfection.com. Paul, we're going to be talking to you later.
Thanks for being on Talking Cars. Take care.
All right. Hey, coming up next, more friends here today. Yep. And there's Mr. Haggerty. Hi, Mr. You're not Mr. Haggerty.
I'm not Mr. Haggerty, but Jim Kelly.
Hi, Jim Kelly.
Fantastic to be here. Thank you.
Well, thanks for being on the show. We see you guys everywhere. We see you at Meekum. We see you at Beer and Chow. You're everywhere.
Well, I'm a local rep for Haggerty. I'm in Illinois and Wisconsin. I've been selling Haggerty for 7 years now. It's a great product, guaranteed value, no appraisals needed, just totals.
Now, wait. You're telling me if I have a 1969 429 Mustang and I think it's worth X, how do you determine the value?
If it's out of our guidelines, we're going to see where, you know, we have anywhere from a show car to a number four, show car being number one. So we know what they're going for. If it's out of them specs, meaning high, on the higher end, we're going to see what the particulars are on that. So otherwise.
Or they can call you.
Or they can just.
What's the number?
847-367-1234. 847-367-1234.
Now you must go, and thanks for being on Talking Cars today.
Sure.
You yourself must go to a ton of shows out there, Jim.
I do. I do about 30 shows a year for Haggerty in the two states. And
wow.
I love their product. I have it on my own car. And one thing on their claims, if you ever have a claim, I don't mean this in a bad way, but you'll never leave the company because they take care of you. They royally cater to you, and they want to get that car fixed.
I think one of the things we always come across is that people will buy a fixer-upper, and they'll spend $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, and they'll say, I'll just call my company, and they'll take care of it. What would be the going with yourself?
Advantage with Haggerty is it's zero deductible with any kind of claim, no money out of pocket for anything. We want to find them parts if it's in California, if it's a stock car.
What do you mean by find them parts?
If it's a stock car, you may have parts that are not local. So we have a network throughout the country in the U.S. And if it's a European car, we have a network over there. So we want to find them parts if it's a 1965 Pontiac GTO. And the other part is, it's guaranteed. So, God forbid, if that car is totaled out, we're giving you that $20,000 zero deductible. Some people don't have that advantage when they run into a claim and they find out the hard way.
Yeah, they say, oh, well, we just, it's a 1965 Pontiac, so it's worth $500. No, it's a 65 Pontiac 389 four-speed, white fire and mist blue, black interior, and it's worth X.
Correct.
And
correct.
So, go through it. You know, I can't be more pleased. I'm sure we're going to see you at the Meekum show here at Schaumburg Convention Center coming up again. Shout out to Frank and Dana. Appreciate all the help that we get out there. Our friends at Iron Gate Condos, how you doing? We're going to be out there for coffee on Saturday. And then coming up next week, we're going to be at the Dream Cruise on Woodward. 10,000 crazy people like us are going to be there.
Well, they're going to be wild out there.
Yeah, but they should call you. What's the website they can go to?
They can go right to Haggerty.com. It's fine there. And then again, if
they should call Jim Kelly, though.
They should call Jim Kelly. 847-367-1234.
I like that number. Give me it again. I like that number.
847-367-1234. I got to get a number I can remember.
Well, what we're also going to do for everybody on our show today, we're going to give you the shirt off our back in a minute. We're going to send you a copy of the show. Please use it. Tell people about it. You can always call in at 909. Folks, you just pick up your phone, dial 909-202-8714. You can call me anytime. Say, hey, Steve, every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern. Say, hey, let's call him a Steve show. What do you think of that?
Fantastic.
Let's get that website and phone number. One more time, Jim Kelly.
847-367-1234, Haggerty.com. Loving it.
Let's see what's in here for you today. Now, we got you. Well, that was better have it say. Here it is. It's the American shirt. We got you the American shirt.
Fantastic.
American shirt. We're going to give you the shirt off our back.
Living the dream.
And this is from our friends at Sears and Walmart out here, Kmart Corporation in Hoffman Estates. They are Mayor Bill McLeod. And this is a very, how about a shout out to our troops around the world for the job they're doing.
They're doing fantastic. My stepson's in the Army. And
go Army!
We love it every time, and they all do a great job out there. We're very proud of them.
Go Army. Well, Dad was Army, I appreciate it. Jim, good to see you
today. Thank you again.
Thanks
appreciate
for being
here.
What's the phone number?
847-367-1234. You got it.
Go Army. Thanks, Jim.
Okay.
Wow, what a day. Our next guest coming in. We're running a little bit late. We appreciate it. Come on in and sit down. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm here at the Pheasant Run, selling a car. It's a real survivor. It's a Southwestern body. It's rolling, driving, good-looking
car. What is it?
We're selling a 1967 GTO. It's a good-looking car. Like I said, it's a Southern survivor. Original paint, came with a vinyl top. That's gone. It's running with a four-speed.
Wait, it runs?
It's a running, driving car. It's in the parking lot.
Wow.
Right here at St. Charles. It's a beautiful little car.
And what's the magic price? Let me take the magic price. I'm going to guess it's going to be about $80,000.
That's close. $8,900.
Wow.
It's a steal at any price.
And it runs.
It's a running, driving GTO.
And is it automatic or shift?
It's a four-speed with the heavy-duty Super T10 in there.
Wow. And how do we get a hold of you?
You'll get a hold of me by dialing just the telephone. Try area code 262-547-0139, and we'll get back to you. And like I said, it's a clean title, Southwestern Survivor GTO. It's in beautiful Montero red color.
We're going to write the phone number on the back of the shirt. What's the phone number?
That phone number, 262-547-0139.
Okay.
Steve, I'm telling you, this is a beautiful little car. I'm happy to be on this.
Here's the number, folks, right here.
There's the number right there.
On Talking Cars. Doesn't get any better than that.
So it's the right place to go.
And this is a gift from our friends at Kmart and Sears out there. We're going to give that to you as a little memento. Thanks for being on Talking Cars. Give us the year, make, and model and that phone number one more time for that beautiful GTO.
The red GTO is a 1967 four-speed running complete car. Comes with a clean title, and I'm asking $8,900 cash today. Thank you.
Well, I know if Richard Rollins was here, he'd buy it right now. Thanks for being on
Talking
Cars.
All right, thank you, Steve.
Excellent.
Thank you
for being on the show. Here comes our buddies. Here we go. Now we got a whole bucket of stuff coming in here. We call it bucket of stuff. Come on in, sit down. Tell us who you are and what you do.
Brian Caldwell with AutoSmart.
Hi, Brian.
We're a local auto dealer in Oswego, Illinois.
All right.
So we specialize in consignment sale of classic and antique cars. And today we brought our distributor from Jack's Wax. So we
Jack's Wax.
Full product line of Jack's Wax products that we carried our dealership here today at the show.
Okay.
And obviously we brought a bucket. It's our Jack's Wax bucket.
Okay.
This is a.
I like that. It spins up.
And inside, you've got everything you could possibly need to go ahead and get
what
your car cleaned
up. What does this do?
That keeps the stones when you're washing, keeps them at the bottom of the bucket rather than in your rag, so you don't get stones caught inside your paint job.
Okay.
So we've got everything from the cleaners to the waxes, bug cleaner, washing mitts, waffle towels, and then also...
What is that, red spray paint in there?
Yes, red spray paint. No, this is our Jack's Wax Liquid Carnauba. So this is what all of our wax products starts with. It starts with 100% Brazilian Carnauba. So this is a show special for this weekend only. It's normally $140.
Wow.
It's $95 this weekend for anybody that comes out to Pheasant Run to the show.
Price of the wax alone?
That's everything here in the bucket. It's a great
deal.
And
the bucket.
It's a great deal.
What's the website?
Go to autosmartnetwork.com.
So it is go to
www.autosmartnetwork.com.
Autosmartnetwork.com. I got to get this straight because, you know, I see a lot of websites out there. It's like somebody will say, go to autosmartnetwork.com, and they'll type in, go to autosmartnetwork.com. Okay, it'll just say autosmartnetwork seven more times. They'll be half the phone, right? Now, you're here today with a lot of people out there.
Correct, yeah. There's a lot of people. They've got a lot of great cars and a lot of...
You got a big trailer.
We've got a huge trailer there. We've got... fills all the products. 40 feet worth of Jack's Wax display.
And are people coming over and they're bringing their cars up and say, what do I buy?
Everybody's asking specific questions, whether it is, how do I recondition this part of my chrome or my paint or...
Now, wait a minute. You didn't say anything about chrome. Now, what's the difference between wax for chrome and wax for paint?
Well, we actually have some products that will actually go ahead and condition the chrome, get it clean, and then allow the shine products to bring out that bright shine of chrome on the car itself.
So it's a different type of product.
Different process, different product. Yes, absolutely. So, and if they come by our Jack's Wax tent, Jim and I can give them a full display and give them a little tutorial how to do it.
And then is there a different type? And I really don't know. Is there a different type of wax for a 1965 paint and a 2016 paint?
Depending on what type of finish, you know, if you've got an original finish, you got an enamel finish. We do have products for that, so we've got a.
Because a lot of people, they'll just go to the store and say, "There's wax, I'm buying it."
Correct. So the great thing about our wax is it starts with the Brazilian Carnauba.
Okay.
So great for it, easy to come off. We've got a black Silverado out back that we put some wax on at 9:35 this morning, baking in the sun, and by 3 o'clock this afternoon, you'll be able to take it off as easy as we put it on.
Wait. You left the wax on the car?
Oh, yeah. We got a 55 Safari that we waxed the front fender.
On the car?
On the car, sitting right now.
And they didn't shoot you?
Nope. And it'll be perfectly... He wants me to do the rest of the car by the end of the show, though.
Okay. This I got is... I've never heard of such a thing.
Yep. Come on by
and take
a look.
Is that a Jack's Wax product?
That is a Jack's Wax. That's our Carnauba. That's our Carnauba wax. It went on at 9:35 this morning.
Wow, it was raining out there too for a while.
Yes, sir.
And then now it's out, it's like 100 degrees out there.
Yep. And
the wax is still on the car. It doesn't make any sense.
Yep. Come by and see it. No dust, no powder.
Okay.
Easy.
I've got to see this. I'm sure you're going to put a video on your website. Let's go with that website one more time.
www.autosmartnetwork.com.
www.autosmartnetwork.com. Brian, we want to come out and see that wax on that Silverado. Awesome. Doesn't get any better than that. How about a shout out to our troops out there?
Thanks, guys. Appreciate what you do.
Doesn't get any better than that. Brian, thanks. Let's
give
you the shirt off our back. Wait a minute. We got a shirt off our back for you. Guess what shirt? Yep, that's right. It's the United States of America shirt. Yay!
Awesome.
That's for being on Talking Cars.
Thank you, sir.
All right, that's the end of the show. What a day here at Talking Cars and Cruising Tigers. It doesn't get any better than that. Let me just put this back in real quick and say thanks to all of our friends out there today at Cruising Tigers. And we're going to just put that in there a little bit. You can tell it's a live show, right? There you go. Hey, thanks for being on Talking Cars, our friends out there. Look at everybody who was on the show today. Isn't that great? Authorized dealer for 3M at Jack's Wax, AutoSmartNetwork.com. Thanks for them for being on the show. Jim Kelly from Hagerty Insurance. I like that phone number. That's a neat phone number. 866 517-9777, Jim Kelly from Hagerty. Our friends Poncho at Detroit Autorama, Poncho Perfection Magazines were here today. Our friend Efren Lopez was here. Our friends at Equestrians, FTEA, Maggie was here. You name it, what a day. We can't thank everybody enough for being on our show. All of our friends at Cruising Tigers. Dave Palmer at 3D Sound Systems. And Susan, thank you so much. Tune in next week where we're going to be at the Woodward Dream Cruise. That's right. Right up there in Troy in Birmingham, Michigan. Join me. I'm Steve Tomaszewski from Talking Cars. Go to our website, www.talkingcars.com. Every day, a new live show. Ford, Chevy, Honda, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ferrari, Corvette. You name it. We got it. Fiat, Maserati. Holy smokes, back, man. It's Talking Cars. That's what you come to our website for. And remember what we always say. If you can't stand behind our troops, I suggest you stand in front of them. I'm Steve Tomaszewski. Let's go and do some Talking Cars. Thanks for being on the show.